Hold it. Let's take a look here. Oh, see this bracelet?
Nice.
I want one just like it to go with that new blouse.
So why don't you buy it?
I would never buy anything from the street. That would make me an accomplice.
Oh, Allie, just because it isn't in the window of Saks doesn't mean it's stolen.
Besides, I don't have any cash.
Well, maybe he takes credit cards.
Oh, I'm sure he does. And then before you know it, he takes off down the street and runs up a big bill before you have a chance to report it.
Al, they're not crooks.
Then how can they sell so cheaply?
No overhead.
That's another thing. What if you want to return something? There's no guarantee the store will still be here.
Okay, go to a department store. Pay double for the same thing.
But that's the American way.
Okay, guys, time to set the table.
Did it yesterday.
It did not.
Okay, you guys, every one of you down here on the double.
You're not going to believe this. The West Village Star still hasn't printed my job ad.
That's ridiculous. You put it in over a week ago.
I'm going to call and complain.
Oh, while you're at it, complain about the newsprint that comes off on your hand. I hate that.
Hello. This is Allie Lowell. I placed an ad for a job in your paper 2 weeks ago, and I'm calling to find out why it hasn't run yet. How come you're making dinner?
Oh, I thought you deserved a break. You're never going to guess what I'm making.
Spaghetti.
How did you guess?
You don't know how to make anything else.
I do so. What goes great with spaghetti?
I hope it's lamb chops.
Oh. Spaghetti and meat shapes.
Yes? Oh, but that's impossible.
How did you do that?
I haven't any idea.
But I looked all through the classifieds. I don't believe this. They placed it in the personals.
That's ridiculous.
Well, do you think you could get it in the employment section by next week? Thank you. Yes, I understand. Bye-bye. Did you find it?
Yep. Here it is, right under Sincere Male with Waterbed Seeks Sensitive Female with Video Camera.
You're joking.
What does yours say, Mom?
Energetic woman seeks imaginative and innovative new positions available 3 afternoons a week. Will accept all up. They place that in the personals.
You're going to get some great letters.
Nobody really answers these things, do they?
Of course they do, Allie. Why else would they write them?
Because they're psychos.
Hardly.
Oh, wait. Motel manager into taxidermy seeks Janet Lee lookalike.
It doesn't say that.
You have to read in between the lines.
A lot of nice, normal people take ads in the personals.
Read some more.
Yeah, maybe we'll find somebody great.
Oh, you're right. I bet pick me! Exclamation point has women falling all over him.
Okay, what about this one? Whatever happened to romance? Why do we live in co-ops while dreaming of castles in Spain and settle for relationships when we could be having love affairs? If you'd like to ride in a balloon over Central Park, have champagne with breakfast, candlelight with dinner, take a chance on a guy who knows all the great lines from Annie Hall by heart.
He sounds so great.
Oh, I'd love to ride in a balloon over Central Park.
Girls are so disgusting. I wonder if he really has champagne for breakfast.
Okay, I'll admit he sounds fantastic, which is why I'm willing to bet he's got a wife and 6 kids.
Forget it. This apartment's too crowded already.
Why don't one of you answer his ad so we can meet him?
Because he's a total stranger.
Mysterious, romantic stranger.
Allie's right. It's better to know somebody just a little bit before you get involved.
It's better to know somebody a lot.
Do you think it's better to live with somebody before you get married?
Mm-hmm. Your parents.
Listen to this. SWM into G&L. Interested in meeting DJF with AK for quiet evenings of GLAK.
Evenings of black? What does that mean?
I don't know, but I bet it's thoroughly gross.
Listen to this one. Philly Jean is not my lover, and neither is anyone else.
This one's still the best. Whatever happened to romance?
Yeah. I wonder what he looks like.
I bet he's tall, dark, and handsome like Matt Dillon.
Or brilliant and sophisticated like Woody Allen.
What if it's the other way around?
I wish we could meet him.
Yeah. Why don't we answer Zad and ask him to send us a picture? You know, your pic gets mine.
Yeah, but then we have to send him our picture.
Well, we could make up a phony name and send him a picture of somebody gorgeous.
If we send him a picture of someone gorgeous, then I want to meet her.
You're right. Let's send him a picture of one of our moms.
Jenny.
And we can get a post office box. That way we can't be traced.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Balloon rides over the park. Champagne for breakfast.
Okay. Let's use a name that's really romantic, like Juliet.
Too corny. We need something sexy.
Madonna.
Not quite that sexy.
We need a name that he can fall in love with. Well, when I was a kid, I used to want to be named Sabrina.
Sabrina. Very romantic. Let's find a picture to go with it.
Oh, that's a good one of Allie. But what is she doing to that chicken?
I don't know, but Sabrina would never cook. It's too domestic.
Wait a minute. Now that's Sabrina. Mom lying on the couch?
Why not? She looks all dreamy-eyed.
She had the flu.
Perfect. Okay, what should we write in the letter?
Something that'll make him fall in love with us. I mean, Sabrina. So we can keep on writing him letters till we're old enough to meet him.
Yeah, but then he'll have to choose between us.
And one of us will be brokenhearted.
But we'll always remain friends. Just promise if he picks you, I get to keep the letters.
Deal.
I don't think we can use our watermelon stationery.
Do you believe it? Out of all of these letters, only two are job offers and the rest are from perverts.
Allie, what's a leather diphthong?
Beats me.
You're right.
This is a very sick society. This guy sent his picture.
Oh, is he cute?
It's not of his face.
Get me a soda, too.
I'm not getting a soda. I'm washing my hands.
I think I know that guy.
Hi. Want a taste?
Sure.
Careful, sweetie. You're dripping all over the place.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, girl.
Chip, you're dripping on the sofa.
Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute, buddy. I do not want you reading those things.
You let Kate read them.
Well, that's different.
How come?
Because I'm your mother and I said so. Desperate situations call for desperate cliches.
Chip, why don't you go upstairs and see if the girls want a bite of your ice cream?
Okay.
Oh, he's really cute.
Not Matt Dillon, but definitely cute.
What's going on?
None of your business. Go downstairs and bother Mom.
You told me to come up and bother you.
All right, you did. Now leave.
Why are you guys always pushing me out the door?
Because Mom would get mad if we pushed you out the window.
Do you think you saw the letter?
No. Read it to me.
Dear Sabrina, what a beautiful name for a beautiful woman.
He liked it.
Your photograph might have been the inspiration for Wordsworth when he wrote, "Her eyes as stars of twilight fair, like twilight's too her dusky hair, and yet a spirit still and bright with something of angelic light."
Wow.
Your letter was an eclectic combination of mature sensitivity.
He must have liked the part about saving the whales.
And youthful exuberance. I told you we should have told him her favorite group was Bananarama. If you're free on Sunday, maybe we could get together at Cafe in the village.
Uh-oh.
I can't promise love at first sight, only a great cappuccino and the chance to share an adventure. Sincerely, Michael. Oh, I love the name Michael.
There's got to be a way we can meet him on Sunday. Hey, why don't we write him a letter from Sabrina saying she'll meet him, and then we can go admire him from afar.
How far?
A couple of tables away ought to do it.
You're brilliant. I'll get the stationery.
I'll get the dictionary.
What for?
To look up eclectic.
He's not here yet. Let's sit over there so we can see him come in.
Okay.
Okay. obvious. Stay.
Hi, what can I get you?
Cappuccino, please. Make that too.
Thanks.
There he is. Don't look. He's looking for Sabrina. Don't look. Here he comes. There he goes. What's he doing? I can't see him. Neither can I. He's really gorgeous. This is ridiculous. We can't even see him. What are we gonna do? Excuse me. Could we switch tables? There's sort of a draft here.
Sure.
He's asking the waitress if she's been in.
He smiled. Isn't he gorgeous?
Oh, I'm gonna faint.
How long do you think I'll wait for her?
He's ordering.
Good.
I feel awful. Me too. You stood him up. He looks really disappointed. Maybe we broke his heart. He's leaving. What are we gonna do? Maybe we should just tell him.
Are you crazy?
Listen, we can just write him a letter from Sabrina saying that she's really sorry, but something came up and she couldn't make it.
No, that's not good enough. We better say she got sick.
But then I'll want to see her when she gets better. Unless
she doesn't get better.
That's so sad. It would make a wonderful letter.
Yeah, we could give her some great disease.
And say she collapsed on the way to meet him.
Oh, that's incredibly romantic.
I love it.
We're dying.
Okay, let's give Sabrina malaria.
No, you don't get malaria in New York.
Maybe she was on vacation.
No, it's too complicated. How about Legionnaire's disease?
She was never a Legionnaire.
How do you know?
Well, I invented her, didn't I?
Well, so did I.
Okay. Let's decide on a disease we both like.
Leprosy.
You like leprosy?
I don't know. What is it?
Why don't we play poker?
But that's a man's game.
Oh, yeah? How about 5-card draw high-low and roll 'em? Maybe later we'll get down to our T-shirts and smoke a cigar.
What do we use for chips?
Oh, I've got some animal crackers. How about lions for nickels, camels for dimes, and we'll ante elephants.
Mom, what's consumption?
It's another name for tuberculosis. What?
Just wondering. What are the symptoms?
Fever, coughing, weight loss. Jenny, do you feel okay?
Sure.
Greta Garbo had consumption in Camille.
Is it fatal?
Oh, for her it was. She grew weaker and weaker until she finally died in Robert Taylor's arms.
Perfect. Thanks.
What was that all about?
Consumption is definitely fatal. You lose weight and grow weaker and weaker until you just fade away.
I like that. It sounds a lot better than rabies. So, right. Dear Michael, forgive me for not keeping our date on Sunday, but I have consumption.
You can't break it to him like that. Let's see, we'll write. Dearest Michael, please forgive me if I've caused you any unhappiness. I was on my way to meet you Sunday when fate intervened.
Great.
And I had to be rushed to the hospital. What I have to tell you is difficult, so please be brave. I'm suffering from consumption, and the doctors say it's only a matter of weeks before I'm completely consumed.
Gross. The doctors say I haven't long to live. My only regret is that now we can never meet, for all I can offer you is a life of pain and suffering, and you deserve so much more.
That's great. Let's enclose a book of poems so he'll have something to remember her by.
Good idea. It's too bad we can't deliver it in person so he'd remember us too.
Yeah.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Apparently not.
My last wish is for you to have a book of poetry to remember me by. If you go back to the cafe next Sunday, the two girls,
young women,
beautiful young women who take care of me will bring it to you. They've been a comfort to me in my darkest hour. I'd be nothing without them.
Nice touch.
Let's write it.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm shaking.
Me too. I think it's all that cappuccino.
It's not here today. I give up.
It's there.
Hurry up, hurry up.
I got it.
Let me see.
Wait a minute. You'll rip it.
He's going to meet us tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to say?
Who cares about that? What are we going to wear?
Okay. What movie should we see? How about something mindless with a lot of sex and violence? We can see that on the way to the theater.
Hi, Mom.
Wait a minute. You two look gorgeous.
Thanks.
Where are you going?
To a poetry reading at the library.
That's fantastic. What poet?
Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Oh, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, my favorite. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
Well, we better be going or else we'll be late.
How long do you think you'll be?
Well, we're not too sure because we're going to see if we can hang around and try to get her autograph.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Autograph?
Did they say they were going to a poetry reading or a seance? At least they're taking an interest. Chip! I thought I'd ask Chip and see if he wanted to come.
Great.
What is it?
Want to go to the movies?
Sure.
Wait a minute. What's that in your hand?
Nothing.
If that's one of my letters, you can forget about the movies and start thinking about military school.
It's not one of your letters.
Cadet's honor.
I got an Emma in Jenny's room.
Wait a minute. Jenny and Emma deserve privacy, too. Nobody should ever read anybody else's mail.
Kate, listen to this. Dear Sabrina, I was touched by your letter and saddened to hear of your tragic illness.
Who's Sabrina?
I don't know. It's a love letter, and it's addressed to a post office box.
Let me see.
You found that in Jenny and Emma's room?
It was hidden in their desk.
Uh-oh. Sabrina's got consumption.
There's even more where that came from.
They must have sent him a picture.
How do you know?
Because he thinks she's beautiful.
Then it wasn't a picture of Jenny.
Well, it wasn't a picture of Emma either, because he thinks she's a beautiful woman.
It's you.
What makes you think it isn't you? You're furious.
They lied to us. Listen to this. I'd be honored to meet your two young companions at Cafe Cafe on Sunday. I was relieved to hear you have two charming and devoted angels of mercy to comfort you.
Oh, brother. Well, at least he was a nice guy. He did quote Wordsworth to them.
Yeah, Al Capone loved opera. This guy could be a maniac. We should go down there.
Okay.
Can I come too?
No, you are being punished for going through Jenny's things.
There he is.
Walk sad.
Hi. I'm Jenny and this is Emma.
Hello?
Sabrina sent us.
Please sit down. How is she? Then it's terminal?
Very. She wanted you to have this. To remember her by. There's an inscription inside.
For Michael, whose letters have brought me joy and eased my suffering. I shall treasure them as long as I live. About 4 to 6 weeks. Farewell, Sabrina.
Are you okay?
Yeah. So, tell me about her.
Well, she's incredibly beautiful and sophisticated, and she's really fun to do stuff with. Oh, and she loves champagne for breakfast. She practically drinks it all day. We're really sorry she stood you up last week.
Well, under the circumstances, I understand. But there is something you could do for me.
There is?
Oh, it'd mean a great deal to me.
What do you want us to do?
Take me to her. Let me say hello just once before I say goodbye.
Oh, we can't. She's much, much too weak to have visitors.
Yeah, and then there are all the side effects.
You wouldn't even recognize her.
And it's catching.
Very, very catching.
In fact, we probably already caught it.
We better go.
Sabrina.
Damn, I knew it was you.
We're dead.
Not yet, but getting there.
You're Mr.
Armstrong. Michael Armstrong.
How do you do? I'm Kate McCardle. This is my daughter, Emma, and this is Allie Lowell, mother of the co-defendant.
You'll have to excuse the look of confusion on my face. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Isn't there something, Emma, that you and Jenny would like to explain to Mr. Armstrong?
Louder.
There was never any Sabrina. We made her up so we could meet you. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I had a hunch there was no Sabrina. Not too many women die of consumption under the care of two teenage girls.
Well, if you knew there was no Sabrina, then why'd you meet us?
Your letters were irresistible.
Yeah?
You know, I've seen Camille 3 times on The Late Show, but I've never stayed awake long enough to find out how it ends.
Oh. She dies, and her two angels of mercy do the dishes for the rest of their lives.
How did this whole thing get started?
We answered his ad in the personals. You know, the one that you and Allie liked?
You're Mr. Whatever Happened to Romance?
Ask a silly question.
We loved your ad, and your letters were beautiful. Are you a writer?
No, I'm a stockbroker. I took out the ad because I was tired of meeting women who are only interested in mutual funds.
You know, you've been so nice about this. Why don't you let us buy you lunch?
Thanks, but a healthy woman answered my ad, and she's waiting for me.
You mean you actually met somebody you liked through the personals?
Oh, yeah, she's terrific. Only she's a little jealous. She'll be relieved to know Sabrina finally kicked the bucket. Well, I gotta go, girls. Excuse me. Thanks for the book. Don't be too hard on him. Now I know what happened to Romance. It's alive and well. Bye, girls.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah, he was great. But you guys might not have been this lucky. And you had no right interfering in someone's personal life. And on top of that, you lied to us.
We're sorry. Couldn't we just chalk it up to the exuberance of youth?
I've got news for you girls. This is just the beginning.
You want to have some cappuccino?
Sure.
You guys are being awfully nice about this.
It's a public place. Oh, our daughters are growing up. Yeah, and they're dating better men than we are. Just think, if one of us had answered that ad, we'd be dating him right now. Do you think there are any more where he came from?
There's only one way to find out.
How should it start? Desperately seeking Clint Eastwood.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, and things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.